T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is the 11 o'clock hour. We have a keyword cash for you.
It is fever, F-E-V-E-R, fever. You can text it to 72881.
The coolest story of the weekend. I don't know what you did over the weekend. We're going to get to Ed Sheeran. I know you were drinking some fine whiskey over the weekend. Travis is jacked because he went 3-0 in fantasy football. Whatever happened this weekend, the coolest thing that happened this weekend was at Sprint Center. And maybe you've seen this by now, but to me, this was the coolest thing that I have seen in a long time at a concert. And I didn't go. I wanted to go see Foo Fighters, but it just wasn't in the cards for me. But Foo Fighters played. You may have seen the story by now, but the rock band, the Foo Fighters, played at Sprint Center on Friday night. And at one point, I guess they brought a kid up on stage. And when you first see the video, and we're going to play it for you. We're going to break it up into a couple of pieces here. You think this kid is a plant, but yeah. He's not. He is not a plant. So this young kid named Collier, I believe of Shawnee, is at Sprint Center on Friday night seeing his favorite band or his mom's favorite band. His mom's name is Jennifer. And Collier walked up, I guess, near the front of the stage and is playing air guitar or whatever as the Foo Fighters are rocking out. And the kid and Dave Grohl, the lead singer, you know, make eye contact or whatever. He screams out, "I can play the guitar," or something along those lines. Brings the kid up on stage. He's in the fifth grade, so he's 10, all right? And this is, he screams out, "I know how to play the guitar." So this is Dave Grohl. Just picture the lead singer of one of the biggest rock bands in the world and this 10-year-old kid on stage at Sprint Center.
Do you play guitar, Collier?
Yes.
Put it to the mic.
Yes.
What songs do you know?
I know a lot of Metallica songs. Yeah.
You want to do a Metallica song?
What?
You want to do a Metallica song?
Sure.
All right. Do I know a lot of Metallica songs? Me and Taylor know Metallica songs.
So he brings out a guitar for this kid.
Hit him with it, Collier.
And if you've seen the video, as Dave Grohl's belting out this Metallica song, the kid is just strutting around, playing the guitar, working the stage.
It is cool that he didn't stay in one place. He really did wander around the stage with the guitar like he had done it 1,000 times.
I'm going to bet this kid has rehearsed that walking around in his basement or his bedroom or whatever.
Yeah. That's all we know. He knows what we do.
And it got better after that. Like, you know, that kid's probably been pretending he's on the Sprint Center stage, rocking out with Metallica or the Foo Fighters in his bedroom 100 times. And it got better because then they were like, "Hey, let's keep playing."
Hold on, wait a second. Hold on. Give us, another Metallica song? What's another song you know?
Sanitarium.
I got to pause it right here. It's at this moment in the video where Dave Grohl, the lead singer of Foo Fighters, is now on his knees,
yeah,
staring up at this kid like, what in the world did the rock gods bring to us on stage at Sprint Center?
Than we do. We don't even know that one.
Kind of know.
All right, Collier, give us one more Metallica song before you go. Hold on, give us another one. One more. Let's hear it.
Give us what we know.
I mean, no pressure. I know that song.
That's it, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, I know Ed Sheeran's playing down the street tonight, but he ain't got nothing on Collier right now.
This is where I really got chills watching it for the very first time, because the whole thing is about 5 minutes long, and you can see the whole thing on our Facebook page. The video is there. It got shared by Metallica. This one woman's video was shared by Metallica.
Well, because Foo Fighters shared it on their social media, and then Metallica saw it, and they shared it also.
And this is where it really gives you goosebumps.
Brother Collier, come here. Are you from Kansas City? What?
Yes.
Everybody, you got to give a big shout-out right now to my man Collier. You got to say the Foo Fighters. That's awesome. KC, you want to keep that?
Yes!
Want that?
Yes!
Yeah, you want it?
Yes!
Tour's almost over. I might as well get my guitar. Oh, I got a question. Sorry, I'm top trigger plug. Yeah, put that in. You don't want to hear our music. Did you come here with, like, a parent or a guardian? Your mom's up there? That's you right there? Okay. Take that guitar over to your mom right now. If I see that on eBay next week, I'm going to find you. I will find you, Collier. You know, every now and then, you get a good one, you know? Sometimes people come up and say, like, we want to play a song. And they didn't, like, Collier right now. That was a good. I gotta be honest right there.
I saw this video last night and I perked up and I'm like, this is one of the coolest things ever, because that kid is going to remember. And I would tell that story every single day to somebody. Every single day to somebody.
So we're working to get Collier on the air, who's, by the way, his middle name, he's named after Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it's
his
Collier
middle name
Cash.
Is Cash after,
yeah,
Johnny Cash, which is cool. So we'll see what we can do.
Here's what he had to say, by the way, when he was on Fox 4. They got a chance to interview him. This is actually pretty neat.
I see Dave Grohl come over to the side of the stage, and I start doing this, and he's like, what? And I said, I can play the guitar, and he's like, oh, you can play the guitar. Sure, get this kid up here. Metallica knows who I am. The Foo Fighters know who I am. Dave Grohl gave me a guitar. I played at Sprint Center. I think my bucket list is done.
That's pretty good. Not bad.
I think you got some time still, though, to let's go ahead and check some things off that list.
It is the coolest story out of the weekend. I absolutely love that story, and props to the Foo Fighters. I kind of regret not seeing them, not going. But props to the Foo Fighters for doing that for that kid. And we are trying to track the kid down. We'd love to have him come in here and jam with us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That would be pretty cool.
I think.
Yeah, there's not a lot we can do.
We won't be singing along. We won't be doing anything. We'll just let him entertain us.
But thanks again to the Foo Fighters for doing that. If you want to watch that entire video, it's over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get you that keyword to cash coming up just in a bit here. We'll do that. Cash this hour is
Fever, F-E-V-E-R, Fever. Text it to 72881.
Interesting story here to get to about what your kids can or maybe can't wear for Halloween.
Out of todaysparent.com, the headline on this, can my white child dress as Black Panther for Halloween? That's written by Kiri Daniel. And it says, the week before Black Panther movie came out, there was a meme making its way around the internet. A liberal-minded white ally really wanted to see Black Panther, but didn't buy tickets for the opening weekend because she, quote, did not want to be the white person sucking black joy out of the theater. This completely considerate, if overly responsive, token of allyship gave many black folk a good laugh. Because, of course, you can buy tickets to an opening of a movie, even if you are white, and you should, especially if the movie is a cultural phenomenon steeped in black excellence and black empowerment. This is what I am reminded of every time I hear someone ask if it's okay for a child who's not black to go as Black Panther for Halloween. The answer is yes, but there is an important caveat. There can be absolutely no blackface. If you have even the slightest inclination of taking your child's costume to the next level by adding a Chadwick Boseman low afro wig or grabbing some brown body paint to tint your child's hands or face, don't do it. Dressing as Black Panther for Halloween is fine. Blackface, the act of using makeup or a costume to impersonate a black person, is not. And then she continues, there's no other holiday quite as liberating as Halloween. When else are you free to let your imagination run wild and physically embody someone or something else entirely? For kids, it's an especially amazing moment of freedom. So there is something heartening about children around the world, regardless of race, wanting to spend a day as a black superhero or as black genius Princess Shuri, or even empowered black female warriors like the Dora Milaje. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. For years, my children have worshipped characters who don't look like them, dressing like white superheroes and blonde Disney princesses, but without wigs or face paint. They fully believed they were the character or the costume they were wearing, even while staying in their own skin. So it's the issue of the blackface that she seems to be making.
I don't think there's any problem with a white kid going as Black Panther. I mean, I think the best line is the last line that you read. And this is, to me, the heart of racism in this country. You're not born racist. And kids, doesn't matter. They're not born with a racist bone in their body. As you read, they fully believe they're the character of the costume they were wearing, even while staying in their own skin. Later on in the story, the blogger writes, this Halloween we'll have Shuri, she's Black Panther's sister, in our house, I believe sister, because my daughter finally has a character that shares her hair, skin color, and history, and we will embrace it. We will also have a Star-Lord, that's Chris Pratt's character in Guardians of the Galaxy, a white character that my son is currently obsessed with. Our Star-Lord will be black, and his naturally curly hair will peek out from behind his mask, and we will embrace that too. I absolutely applaud the conversation. I think it's pretty interesting because when Black Panther came out, it was, in many people's eyes, revolutionary because it was the first time we had this superhero movie, all black cast, and it was an absolute smash. It was a smash regardless of color. It set box office records. It's one of the all-time highest grossing films. And it changed the game a little bit, I think, especially if you're black, because you grew up watching Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and now Black Panther's finally there, and young black and white kids can watch this movie. I'd love to know if there's an 8-year-old white kid that wants to be Black Panther and is like, Mom, I'm not sure I'm allowed to do that. It shouldn't matter. They want to be the superhero. They don't want to be a black person or a white person or a purple person. He wants to be Black Panther.
But the issue she's making is not necessarily or not entirely whether her white kid can go as Black Panther. Her issue is, do it, but without painting your face black. Because we have that idea in this country that blackface, if you're a white person and you paint your face black, that is racist. And that seems to be the difference that she is making, is go ahead and go dress as whatever characters you want, but without the paint, without the face paint. I've never seen Black Panther, but people are telling me on the text line he wears a mask.
Yes, he does.
So could the kid not just wear a mask like the character does?
Absolutely.
And not paint their face blackface?
Sure.
This is where I need to ask an honest question that I think Jason might be asking. And quite honestly, I need to hear from members of our audience that are black. Is blackface always racist? Is blackface painted on a white person to you? Because I'm white. I don't know. Is that to you considered to be offensive? If a white person paints their face black, is that offensive or mocking or somehow inappropriate? Because that's what she seems to be thinking. Go as Black Panther, but don't paint your face black. Well, wear the mask then.
Some people will say that white people shouldn't go as Black Panther, regardless if it's a paint or it's a mask. Some people would say this is just my own, what I pull out of this. There are going to be those that say, he's ours.
Can a black kid go as Superman?
Absolutely.
Then why is it not the same reversed?
I don't know. I mean, in my mind, I don't care if you're white or black. Go as Superman, Iron Man, Black Panther, Captain America, Wonder Woman, whatever. 576-7798. Jason, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Jason? Jason. Jason going once. Jason going twice. Jason, you there, bud? All right, Jason's gone. 576-7798. You can also text in 22980.
Are you comparing the difference between Superman and blackface?
I'm saying if there are people saying a white kid cannot go as a black superhero, then can a black kid go as a white superhero?
Yeah.
Okay,
but
yes.
To me, Black Panther, the costume, is not dressing up as a white or black person. If you look at the costume, you're wearing a black mask. The mask he wears, mm-hmm. You're wearing the gloves he wears. So you're not showing any color. So it shouldn't matter what color you are.
I agree with you. I don't think it should matter whatsoever.
But blackface, if you go back to the old movie when a white guy dresses up in blackface, mm-hmm. He's making fun of black people.
Yes.
That's why blackface is racist, because they're making fun of the black culture.
576-7798. Any issue with the white kid being Black Panther for Halloween? I mean, is it just as simple as just don't paint your face so you look like Chadwick Boseman? Is it that simple? 576-7798. We'll get to more of your phone calls. If you're on hold, your text messages, 22980. It's up on our Facebook page as well and on Twitter. Taking your phone calls at 576-7798 about what your kid can or can't wear for Halloween.
And the story's out of todaysparent.com, and it's got a mom asking, can my white child dress as Black Panther for Halloween? Making the point that wondering if that's okay for a white kid to go as a black superhero, and if so, is it okay for that white kid to wear blackface, like the paint, not just the mask, but to go as blackface, or is that offensive?
Somebody had to have an issue with the idea of a white kid going as Black Panther somewhere for this person to be inspired to write this. And that's my biggest question, is what would cause her to write this very well-written blog?
I mean, she says it. She says, every time I hear someone ask if it's okay for a child who's not black to go as Black Panther for Halloween, she says the answer is yes, but there's an important caveat.
Mm-hmm.
There can be absolutely no blackface. She seems to think that.
I can't believe it's 2018 and people still think going blackface is okay. And we're coming up on Halloween. There will be plenty of stories that'll be out about some idiot white kid going blackface, or a white adult going blackface thinking it's funny. And it's not. Like, those stories are inevitable.
I just think the fact that you have to bring it up to say you shouldn't do blackface if you're doing Black Panther, please tell me the last time you see someone go out as Princess Jasmine from Aladdin or Cinderella as a black kid, they never have painted their face white when they dressed up as those princesses or any other Superman or Spider-Man.
Going white face. All those people going white face. 576-7798. Let's go to Remy next up. Hi, Remy.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I really appreciate you guys' conversation on these topics.
Thanks, Remy. Appreciate you getting in, man.
I mean, you guys basically said it all. I mean, there is no reason why any child should not be able to go as whoever they feel that their favorite character is, whether they're white or black. Now, with the black face thing, yeah, that's for me, and I think for anybody that understands the history of blackface, that's an automatic taboo. You know, it just, you just don't do that.
It's amazing that in 2018 it's still a thing.
But it's only a thing because people think it's okay, that the history of it still doesn't matter. And I know, now here's the thing, you have certain things in history that have been, the sting have been taken away because people have taken it and tried to make something positive out of it. But this is not one of them.
Remy, thanks for the phone call, man. We appreciate you getting in. Let's go to Ryan next up. Hey, Ryan, you're on KMBZ.
Hey, guys, I love your show.
Thank you.
You know what? I mean, the blackface is, you know, despicable. If I was out, you know, walking my kids trick-or-treating and I saw someone in blackface as an adult, I'd go up there and strangle them, you know? That's not right. But as a kid wanting to dress up as black, he's just looking up to his superhero. There shouldn't be no issues with that whatsoever.
I agree with you. And Ryan, I mean, I don't know if you have kids or not, or if they're of the age to want to be Black Panther. But if let's say you had a son and he wants to do it, you have no issue with it, right?
No, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on the age and, you know, where they're at, you know, how mature they are and how much they know about what's going on today in this world, as we're still having race wars and stuff. It's not right, but this is just a kid wanting to dress up as his favorite superhero. So
yeah, to me, it's no different if the kid wants to dress up as Spider-Man, Superman, Iron Man, Black Panther. Kid sees his favorite superhero on the screen.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, kids watching the Avengers. Let's go to Tiny next up. What's up, Tiny?
I think that we're all in agreement as far as, I think the kids should just be able to dress up as who they want to. That makes sense, right?
Yep.
You know, I mean, again, I'm not from around here, so I don't know all the cultural connotations of certain things. I guess I know history, though. I would have my... Now, I think if you see an adult dressed up like that with the blackface, I think that that's a problem. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's a problem if it's a kid, simply because they don't know. They just want to be the exact representation of who they love and they look up to. I think that that's good, because if these young kids who are white are looking up to a black superhero, isn't that awesome? That they want to be that? Isn't that cool?
I would think so. And look, if the kid... I will only cut the kid a little bit of slack on blackface if he did it without the parents' knowledge and didn't know how offensive it was. If right. Mom or dad are in there with the marker or whatever or helping him with it, then you get nothing. Yeah. You get no slack whatsoever from me. Hey, Tiny, thanks for the phone call, man. Kirk, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ. Hey, Kirk.
Yes, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you today. Yeah. I would say for parents that are, you know, that have kids that want to dress like their favorite costume, do some research on the costume, on the character itself before. And if if the parents think it's agreeable, then go ahead and do it. This is a kid's favorite holiday to dress up like Thor, which I'm going to do, and I'm 45 years old. So, you know? I have no shame with that. And, you know, this is a kid's favorite holiday. If they're 5 or 6 years old, they're going to be going after Superman or Aquaman or whoever. And this is what they like. You know, it's motivated with movies and TV and everything else. And then I see grown people that are, you know, the ladies will dress up like Catwoman or French maid or whatever. And, you know, this is a holiday for everyone to dress up like, you know, what they want to do. And the kids, you know, they look up to their favorite figures. And I have no problem with a kid dressing like Black Panther or Ant-Man or the Wasp or the Flash or whoever. You know, I have grown friends that I know, and I know of one individual, I don't know his name. And everything, he dresses like Captain America every year. So there is no argument about this, you know, about kids dressing up in their favorite costume. It's no contest. It's one day a year, folks.
There are other things we can get upset about than a kid dressing up, I think, as Black Panther. And it seems like most people are agreeing with this, which is interesting to see, because usually we'll always get a dissent. Mm-hmm. But we haven't yet. And Kirk, appreciate it, man. Going as Thor. I like that. Mary, you're on at 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes, I'm 78, and when I grew up, there was mainly the radio. Then when they started having TV, we used to see the minstrels. They were white guys singing and dancing, and nobody even thought of anything except enjoying them. And then we never seen much of that again until Sammy Davis Jr., and then they don't even do that anymore. You know, no one dances like that, and it was old-fashioned, or maybe I guess they think now, but I mean, it was... We just enjoyed it, and they used to be on TV on all kinds of programs. And nobody ever even thought of anything. So why do they do all that now? Most of our children, they don't even see colors. But it's the grown-ups that just don't leave things alone. Most children have... I'm Mexican-American, and I'm American first. When we grew up... We didn't see what color our friends were, and there wasn't as much mixture back then. But all my grandchildren, they don't pick any of their friends what color they are. They pick the ones that they get along with, that they love, and we're just like family.
Yeah, we need more of that, Marion. Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. Last word on this goes to George. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
My comment is, you know, I'm not prejudiced whatsoever, and if, I don't know the outcome of what just happened, but, you know, what happens if you know, they went there, my kid wants to be Black Panther, fine. Say, you know, that, you know, I got it, or and I didn't have the mask. Say I got it from a thrift store. Whoever was got it from a thrift store, and they don't have the mask. But a kid nowadays, you know, give them what they want, you know, and they're screaming bloody murder. Well, I don't have the mask. Well, hey, how about we paint your face? You know, we paint his face. Nothing behind the whole deal. The kid's crying that he ain't going to wear it unless he has the mask, and I can't go afford another costume. So we paint his face. There you go. He's happy. We're all happy. He got what he wants, and his face is painted. Why are we throwing the whole racial stain to make, you know, I don't know. I don't get. The, you know, that lady, she wants to make a controversy, I believe. I don't know.
George, thanks, man, for the phone call. It is over on our Facebook page. If you want to go check it out, you can at Facebook.com/981KMBZ. Again, Facebook.com/981KMBZ. I think for the most part, we should let kids dress up on the day where they can dress up as whatever they want. Kid wants to be Black Panther. Kid wants to be Superman. Kid wants to be whatever.
Within
reason.
Especially if there's a mask. Like, I think we understand, adults understand that there's some offensive connotation to blackface, although I think kids don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's time for kids, you know, maybe it's time to think about whether that continues to need to be offensive always and forever. But at least with the mask, kids are just imitating the costume.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's totally fine. And, you know... I hope if your son dresses up or your daughter dresses up as Black Panther coming up in a couple of weeks, they have the time of their life. I think it's totally fine. Speaking of the time of your life, coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show, to one of 3 days coming up at the end of this month. Again, October 26th through the 28th at the Overland Park Convention Center. We're going to give you a chance right now as we're going to play... our new favorite fun game. Third time in a row we played this one. It's called Do You Know You? We've got a question about you, and we'll see if you can figure out the answer. And if you know you first at 576-7798, then you're going to win 6 tickets to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show at the Overland Park Convention Center later on this month. I have a question here. In a new recent survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer? In a new survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer?
I hope it's not something boring. I don't want to say it out loud in case I'm right. I hope it's not like nice, you know?
I won't tell you.
Or pretty. I hope it's something a little more interesting.
576-7798. What was that word? In a new survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer? 576-7798. We'll get to your guesses coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. Who Know You, where you have to see if you can figure out the answer to this question that is about you. 576-7798. All right. In a new survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer? 576-7798. You have a guess, by the way, Jamie? I haven't seen your...
I said it.
Oh, that nice was your guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope that's not it.
Let's start with Carla. Carla, in a new survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in what word? In one word, what was the most popular answer?
Sweet.
Is it sweet? Carla, would you believe it if I said that was the second most popular answer?
Oh, okay.
You're almost there. Good luck. 576-7798. Kathy, what's that word that most people use to describe their spouse?
Okay.
Oh, what was it? Oh, okay?
Okay.
Is it okay? No.
Did we catch her off guard?
Dustin, what was the word most used to describe one's spouse?
Sexy.
Is it sexy?
No. No. Nope. Not at all. Do you know where that is on the list?
I only have the top two. Race? No, huh. I only have the top two of this list.
Apparently not.
Again, in a survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer? Justin, what was the most popular answer?
Crazy.
Is it crazy? Now, if the first word you go to is crazy to describe your spouse.
Text line's all negative. Text line's everything negative.
Christine, what's the word?
Perfect.
Is it perfect?
Nope.
No. Not it.
Everyone except for crazy, everyone calling in is giving happy words,
right.
Like positive words. Text line, as you would expect, is full of everything negative.
Sweet, perfect, sexy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the fire and brimstone and gloom and doom text line. let's go to Kay. Kay, what was that word?
Loving.
Is it loving? See?
No. Boring.
Boring. Boring and happy.
The negative words are more interesting. The negative words, I have no idea if it's positive or negative. Don't listen to me. But the negative words are just more fun.
In a new survey, people were asked to describe their spouse in one word. What was the most popular answer? Carla, what was the most popular answer?
I'll try again. Stubborn.
Is it stubborn?
Correct, boy wonder.
The most popular one-word answer to describe your spouse is stubborn. I mean, really? I'll say Leah's stubborn, but that's not the first word I'm using to describe
What's
her.
What's the first word you're using to describe her?
Joyful.
Okay.
Would be the first word.
All right.
I have a lot of words I could use to describe her, but stubborn would be on that list. It's just not at the top of the list.
No. Huh. I would like to know the rest of the words, like how those ranked. Yeah. I'd like to know when a good word came in. At what point? What'd you say was number two?
Sweet was number two.
That's boring. I mean, if you're not sweet, why are you with them? You know, if you're not nice, why are you with that person?
You know? Well, I mean, is stubborn the number one?
I guess.
I do like the answer when people are like, what was the first answer? You go, crazy.
Text line is, here are the other words that came in on the text line. Patient, amazing, adorable, funny, partner. Then we got into some bad ones. Rude, offensive. No, that was the same person. Are you having trouble in your marriage? The same person texted in like six different negative words about their spouse. Bitter, offensive, rude. That same person's on a roll. Loyal, dependable.
Loyal, dependable.
Those two came from the same person. You must be in a happy relationship.
Yeah. Are any of these my wife's phone number?
I wouldn't know your phone number if it was on the text line, let alone the only cell phone number I would know on the text line is my mother's.
Okay.
That's it. So would have no clue. It could be the boss.
Could be.
I would have no idea.
It could be.
So, all right.
Carla, hang on hold. We'll get you your tickets. You're going to the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show. 3 days this month, October 26th to the 28th at Overland Park's Convention Center. Shop, compare, and save with over 200 experts in remodeling, kitchens, bath, decor, flooring, and more. We will be broadcasting live on the 26th on that Friday.
How was Ed Sheeran this weekend? Can we get rid of that?
Yeah, let me kill that real quick here.
Because you and Travis didn't go together, right?
No. I want to know what Travis thought. I got two quick stories about it real quick before we get to news here. First of all, Jamie, I've officially become a Kansas City local.
Okay.
All right? because this is not just Ed, but I am now getting annoyed when an artist comes on stage and says, and if it's at Sprint Center or it's at Arrowhead like it was on Saturday, and says, oh, it's so good to be in Kansas. I even get annoyed by that now, and I've only lived here for 3 years, but Ed did it at least 10 times on Saturday night. Other than that, for a guy who has no band and isn't known for running around all that much, a dude with a bunch of foot pedals, he made that show seem big. I thought it was really, really good. Travis, I have seen Ed, so I kind of knew what to expect going in. What was your night like? I think you were in a suite. Were you in a suite? Club level?
I was in the club level.
Fancy.
Someone who's been here longer than you, doesn't bother me if he calls it Kansas or Kansas City or whatever, because he said it both, but kind of switched it up a lot, and you can tell he got really confused at times. I will say he is, like you said, for someone who is alone, he is awesome.
Yeah.
The guy moved around because to me, when I think of one guy and a guitar, it's just going to bore the crap out of me. Right. He just kind of stand there. But he went from left side to right side to middle to downstage to I'm not the big fan of stopping your show and having this full conversation.
Right. You hate
He's
that.
He's what I'm saying.
But it's kind of there was times it was kind of hard to understand him because he just has that thick English accent or Irish accent, I think. Is he?
So you really British. Wanted him to not talk.
British?
Pretty sure he's British. I don't know. He's
there's a few
he's
times
European.
Where I kind of got annoyed of him because he started rapping.
He does. He does try to flow.
And it was good, but then it got to the point where I was like, all right, I'm ready for the next song. Please go to the next song. But overall, I would definitely give that show a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 out of Travis for Ed Sheeran.
How cold was it?
It was cold, but I was I had a long sleeve shirt, I had a hoodie, and I had a vest and a hat.
Okay.
So I wasn't that cold.
Yeah, I was about to say, there was a little bit of wind that kind of gave you the chills, but other than that, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't too bad. It was not as cold as I thought it was going to be.
Here's what I'll give him. I think this is why I gave him a 9 out of 10 and why I have so much respect for him. He makes a crap ton of money. He's a big-time guy.
Yeah.
The guy came out there in some jeans, some ASIC shoes, a long sleeve white shirt, and just like a pullover, like random shirt, just to stay a little warm.
Yeah,
he's not
warm.
Your flashy, let me dress up, impress you with what I wear. It's let me be comfortable in what I am and who I am and amaze you with my singing.
He wore the same thing at Sprint Center a year ago that he wore at Arrowhead. Just a t-shirt over a long sleeve shirt for most of that show.
And he didn't play out the encore because, you know, everyone wants that last song. He goes backstage. Everyone's hitting the chairs, doing the Chiefs chants, and he runs out in a Patrick Mahomes jersey. And that got the crowd just lit of just roaring sound of screaming. So that was pretty cool.
I'm glad a 9 out of 10 from Travis for Ed Sheeran.
He would have gotten 10 out of 10, just don't talk.
Yeah, right.
He just doesn't want him to talk during the show.
Because he was actually kind of funny. He's like, I got to give a shout out to to boyfriends who don't want to be at my show. He even said that. Uh-huh. And to Super Dad.
Oh,
the super dad is there with his son. I thought that was pretty good.
That's cool, yeah. I mean, if you're going to pause once or twice. But please, I don't need an intermission every other song.
No, he didn't do that. He was pretty good. Real quick, I managed to creep Ed Sheeran out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.